Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Before we get into this week's topic, let me remind you about the Season 2 giveaway. If you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you can head on over and fill out the survey we posted last week. If you fill out the survey, you will have the chance to win some awesome Curious Kid Podcast merchandise. We will randomly select two winners who will get $25 of our merchandise and a grand prize winner that will get $50 of our merchandise. The deadline to fill out the survey is Sunday, September 15th, so be sure to fill out the survey right away. It will only take a couple of minutes.
You will also have a chance to ask us a question.
That's right. We are going to do a Q&A in our season finale 3 weeks from now. Q&A stands for question and answer. You ask the questions, and we're going to answer them. Do you want to know why we decided to start this podcast? Or what Olivia wants to be when she grows up? You can ask us absolutely anything, and we will answer many of your questions in our season finale. One other thing.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. This week we have an email from the great state of Alabama. It says, "Good morning. I am writing from the Gulf Coast of Alabama. My name is Jennifer and my two kids, Zoe, 9 years old, and Case, 7 years old, love listening to you guys. They love guessing the question of the week, and we all end up learning new facts each episode. They have been begging me to write you with suggestions. Zoe is curious about gymnastics, and Case is curious about power. They hope to make it on an episode. Thanks for all you guys do. Jennifer from Summerdale, Alabama."
Thanks, Zoe and Case, for the suggestions.
Thanks so much. We love the suggestions and we hope to get to them soon. Before we get to them, a big shout out to you guys in Summerdale, Alabama. Okay, Olivia, what are we getting curious about this week?
This week we are getting curious about plastic.
This topic was selected by Olivia. What is the question of the week?
In 2015, which state became the first to ban plastic bags?
So many of the things we use in our everyday lives have plastic in them. We may not even realize some of the stuff that has plastic. Man-made plastic has been widely used for about 100 years, and we are using plastic more and more as time goes by.
Plastic is a good thing, but not everything about plastic is good.
That's true. This week we are going to learn a bit about the history of plastic, how plastic is made, some of the things we use plastic for, how we can dispose of plastic, and the dangers of plastic.
People have been using plastic for over 3,000 years.
About 3,500 years ago, the Olmecs of Mexico were using natural plastic that came from the sap of gum trees to make balls to play with.
Synthetic plastic was created in the 1800s.
A man named Alexander Parks invented celluloid plastic in 1856. And in 1909, Leo Baekeland invented Bakelite, another plastic that was widely used to make things like radios and telephones because of its great electrical insulation and heat resistance.
Plastic is made up of something called polymers.
Polymers are flexible, which is what makes plastic so handy. The word plastic can even be used as an adjective to describe something that is easily shaped or bendable. Plastics are very flexible, especially with high heat and pressure.
Plastics will bend easily but not break.
Plastic is very sturdy. It's also cheap, easy to make, and can be used in a lot of ways, which is why it is such a great thing. Because it's so useful, we are seeing more and more things made out of plastic all of the time.
You can find plastic in toys, cars, furniture, and so much more.
That's why the worldwide production of plastic has doubled about every 10 years since the 1950s. The estimated weight of all the plastic produced since 1950 is 9.2 billion tons.
What happens to all the plastic after it's used?
That's where we run into a problem. Because plastic is so strong and sturdy, it's hard to get rid of it when you are done using it.
Can't we just recycle plastic like we do at home?
We can, and that is certainly the best thing to do with plastic when you're done using it. But the truth about recycled plastic is unfortunate.
Most of the plastic we recycle will never be used.
It's sad, but true. The purpose of recycling is that the stuff we recycle will be used to make other items composed of the same material. For example, we are also supposed to recycle metals, and it turns out that more than 90% of the metals we recycle are going to be recovered and reused in the future because it's easy for humans and machines to separate different metals because of their different colors and densities.
So what happens when we recycle plastic?
There are so many different types of plastic, more than 50, in fact. And oftentimes, a single item will be made of a few different types of plastic. Take cell phones, for example. Cell phones usually include a few different types of plastic, making it very expensive and difficult to break down the plastics in a cell phone to reuse them. Sometimes even a bottle and the cap of the same bottle can be made from different plastics.
That means plastic needs to be separated by type after it is recycled.
In some cases, that is easy to do. In many cases, it's very hard. Separating plastic effectively would be very expensive and also require lots of hard work.
What happens if the plastic can't be separated?
It usually ends up in a landfill or in the sea or other bodies of water.
Isn't that bad for the environment?
It is. And this is a problem that is steadily getting worse. There is lots of plastic in the oceans. And because plastic is so strong and sturdy, it's not going to break down and vanish. It's just going to sit there. It takes 500 to 1,000 years for plastic to degrade.
What can we do to fix this problem?
There are thankfully a few things we can do. About 40% of the plastic used worldwide is single-use plastic. What that means is that it's plastic that we use one time and then we throw it away.
That's stuff like plastic bags, plastic cups, and plastic straws.
Exactly. The other 60% of plastic is used for stuff like construction, car manufacturing, and electronics. So we can't make as much of an impact there. But there is a lot we can do about the single-use plastics. The key to helping protect our environment is in the three R's.
That would be reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Indeed. So let's break them down.
Reduce means that you should reduce the amount of single-use plastic that you use.
You got it. That means that when the person at the store asks you if you would like a bag for your purchases, say no if you can carry them without a bag. What do you do if you can't carry all the items? You should buy yourself some non-plastic shopping bags and bring them with you. Making this one change alone would really help the environment. More than 1 million plastic bags are used worldwide every single minute.
Reuse means that you should reuse the plastic that you have.
Olivia does this with water bottles and straws. She has plastic water bottles, but she uses the same two or three water bottles every day. The same goes for straws. She uses plastic straws, but she uses the ones that can be used over and over again without having to throw them away. Americans alone throw away 35 billion plastic water bottles every year.
Finally, if you can't reduce or reuse, make sure you recycle.
There is a reason that the catchphrase is reduce, reuse, and recycle. It's actually supposed to be done in that order. First, try reducing the amount of plastic you use. Then, try reusing it over and over again. Then, if absolutely necessary, make sure you recycle all of your plastic. Following these simple steps is one way that everybody can chip in to help solve the problem of plastic in our oceans. We need to do a better job of controlling our use of plastics to help the environment and stop hurting the beautiful animals living in our oceans. Okay, let's get to the question of the week. Which state bans the use of plastic bags?
Hawaii is the first state to ban plastic bags.
Great job, Hawaii, and great job, Olivia. That's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast number 49 on plastic.
Don't forget to fill out our Curious Kid podcast survey that can be found on our social media pages. It will help us by letting us know how you discovered us and why you enjoy listening to us. You will also have the chance to win some awesome Curious Kid podcast merch and ask us whatever question you want to. The deadline is Sunday, September 15th, so what are you waiting for? Next week, we take an awesome listener suggestion and get curious about trains. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.